Personaje de la semana, Inés García. Ani, por fin presentamos un personaje español.
Sí, Inés García.
Eso es, en nuestra serie de personajes. Una vez más, vamos a escuchar ahora una historia escrita en su mayor parte en el presente simple. ¿Ok? Uh-huh. Una forma muy buena para llegar a entender bien este tiempo verbal. ¿Ok? Uh-huh. Bien. All you have to do, lo único que tienes que hacer es listen. Y luego intentar, si puedes, contestar las preguntas que vienen después del texto en el libro. ¿Ok?
All right.
Okay then. Inés García is 24 years old. She lives with her parents about 20 kilometers east of Seville, in the south of Spain. She is a lawyer and works in her father's law firm in the center of Seville. This is her first year in the firm, and she does a lot of the jobs that the other lawyers don't like to do. She knows how to use computers well, and the other lawyers and secretaries in the office always ask her for help. She doesn't mind helping them, but sometimes she gets the impression that they are taking advantage of her. She also works on some of the legal cases that other lawyers don't want to handle. She spends a lot of time at the court defending labor cases. Her father's law firm has a lot of big companies as clients, and Inés spends a lot of time preparing cases concerning labor disputes. Her father says that it's good experience, and Inés agrees. She prepares the cases very well, but she doesn't want to work in the area of labor law for many years. In the future, she wants to work in mergers and acquisitions, where one company buys another company, or two companies join to create a new one. She likes this area of law because it includes a lot of financial aspects, which she is studying now at night on a special course that she is taking in business management and finance at the University of Seville. She goes there 3 nights a week from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. ¿Lo tienes todo, Annie?
Lo tengo todo.
Muy bien.